Australia's women's sevens rugby team is the Olympic champion, but the chance to win another gold medal on home soil is providing a new incentive. Co-captain Shannon Parry says after recent strong showings at tournaments in Sydney and Las Vegas, her side is well set to challenge for gold at April's Commonwealth Games.
We've been building very nicely off the back of the tournament in Las Vegas. A few more weeks here, as I said, then to Caloundra, so it's very much building towards the Commonwealth Games, but it's one game at a time for us, and make sure that we're mentally and physically very fit and healthy. And, you know, we always say when we're having fun, we play good footy, so really looking forward to it.
If they manage to convert that optimism into the gold medal, it will not come as a huge surprise to coach Tim Walsh. And he says he's convinced part of his team's success is due to its great variety of cultural identities.
Yeah, Italians, Fijians, Samoans, New Zealand, Irish. Yeah, so it is. I mean, like, yeah, it is multicultural Australia. And again, all those different backgrounds, whether it be country, sports, upbringing, whatever, they all sort of, you know, diverse backgrounds coming together to formulate what's been a pretty good and winning formula.
No member of the team has a more diverse background than Parry. Her mother was born in the United States, her father in New Zealand. They became pen pals after meeting in New Zealand, and love blossomed from there. But Parry says despite her parents coming from opposite ends of the Pacific Ocean, when it comes to her sporting endeavours, they are on the same page.
So my American is my mother. She was born in Belmont, California. So very strong American heritage and a Kiwi father. So I'm born in Australia. So I'm a little bit of a mixed bag. But yeah, Australia is where home is. But mum and dad always cheering for me wearing the green and gold.
Her sevens career has allowed Parry to travel much of the globe. But she says once her playing days end, the chance to reconnect with her family's far-flung heritage is attractive. Parry says she has a particular soft spot for California.
There's always something special about America. Hoping to obviously explore a little bit more as I get a little bit older. I've only really seen sort of the West Coast, but yeah, definitely love the West Coast, and that's where Mum's from, so it's a very special place.
But before then, Parry and her team will be busy making history. The Gold Coast will be the first time a Commonwealth Games has included women's sevens rugby. And Parry says the chance to compete in front of a home crowd will be something to treasure.
It's a great platform for us to, I guess, showcase the world that women can actually play rugby, and we can showcase our skills and prove that we can match it with our male counterparts as well. So it's going to be very exciting on the Gold Coast in front of green and gold home soil. So we're really looking forward to it.
And Australia starts with Wales, England and Fiji in Pool B of the Commonwealth Games.